And welcome back to another episode of Man-Made Monsters, the show all about scary, true encounters involving other people. Today's episode features my friend TDN's story, and probably one of the craziest stories I've heard firsthand in quite a while. I really do hope you guys enjoy today's episode. I had a blast making it. It's insane. You guys will enjoy the episode for sure. And as always, for a link to our Discord where you can be interviewed for a future episode, and to discover more horror podcasts like this one, please head over to eeriecast.com. What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Man-Made Monsters. It's your boy, Eric, here today. I've got my friend TDN. TDN is a content creator online. You've probably seen him. Or if you haven't seen him, well, you're going to see him now. So I'll let him introduce himself, kind of give a little bit of details about himself and kind of, you know, his backstory. And then he'll kind of just kind of, I guess, get into the stories that he has for us tonight.
Hello. I am TDN. Wow, that was awkward.
Yo, what's going on? This is TDN.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Yo, no, Mr. Beast is on the show tonight.
Mr. Beams is on the show. I am a horror narrator. I can never say it right. Horror enunciating. I'm a horror narrator. just like Eric here. But I haven't done it in a while, but I'm getting back into it. And I have a story for you guys today that I actually was going to write about anyway and do on my channel, but I thought I'd just talk about it here because it was very creepy. And I think about it a lot, and I think put a new edge on my persona afterwards, like me being more wary when I'm out and about. Like, I used to never have that.
Like that fight or flight sense.
Yeah, because the way I grew up, it really, like, you fought anybody. Like, it was just how it worked. You didn't really care about, like, who it was, if they had something on them. Like, it wasn't really a problem. But this was just so unhinged that it freaked me out. Like, I've grown up around those types of people before. Like, people who do drugs, and I've dealt with those types of people, and people who are just have gone crazy and snapped. Mm-hmm. This was just so weird, though. Like, and the more I think about it, like, at the time it wasn't as weird, but now when I look back on it, I'm like, I really could have got hurt.
Well, how, like, old were you when this?
This was only a couple years ago. A
couple years, so you're still an adult.
Yeah, so 2018, 2019, I think.
Oh wow. Okay. So very recent still.
Yeah. Should I just
I guess kind of give us like location and, you know, time of year, things like that, kind of paint a picture for us.
So it had to have been like summer, maybe late summer of 2019, I think.
Mm-hmm. Was this pre-COVID or during?
2019 was pre-COVID, yes.
Yeah.
COVID was 2020. So this was just like just before when I was working at the same place, COVID had transitioned into how it was in the workplace. So I had like half when I was working there.
You had a taste of freedom, and then.
Yeah, dude, it was nice to work in such a small grocery store in the summer. It just like the fruity smells and everything. And then you get to the fucking COVID part and you're like, I can't smell anything because I got a thick mask on.
Yeah, it was horrible. I got contacts after COVID started for that reason, because my glasses were just fogging up every time. I was like, this sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't breathe in those things, dude. And people kept saying, like, no, you can breathe fine. No, I really can't. I have trouble breathing without a fan on in my room. Like, put something on my face, forget it. But yeah, this was mid-2019, I believe, summer, local grocery store, like an Eastern chain, and I had just started my shift. That's one thing I remember vividly about this whole thing, was that I had just started my shift and I had seen her. When I was walking in, I saw this lady, she was one of these people who was standing for the bus stop that happened to be right next to the store. But she was like staring at the wall, talking to herself. I don't know. So I walk in, I clock in for my shift. I come out, I start doing the, we used to have to go out and like take out the fruits if they were bad, like mushy or something, and make sure nothing's molding, clean all that stuff. So as I'm doing that, and like I said, just clocked in, it's like 8 o'clock in the morning. The lady I saw who was talking to herself, staring at a wall, comes in and she just starts standing in the middle of the lobby area, staring and just like kind of talking to herself, just looking everywhere, not doing anything, not looking for stuff, just looking everywhere and talking, not talking to anybody. I didn't see any, like, I look back on it, maybe she had a Bluetooth earbud or whatever, I don't know, but she, I don't know why she would be looking at everything else and not just like shopping, but it was so weird.
Yeah, so immediately you knew like this lady was off just based off her body.
Yeah, she didn't seem like she was actually talking to anybody. I don't know. But yeah, she stood there for I think like 10 minutes doing that. Not really doing anything else, not looking anywhere. I finished my thing up. I go back into the back to get actual product to fill the floor with, and I come out and she's gone. And I'm like, cool. So, I don't know, maybe an hour goes by and I take my first break. And it's like 5 minutes. There's this little lobby area next to the alcohol where you can sit down and like eat food or whatever. And I sit there and I pull out like a breakfast bar and I start eating it. And I remember just looking down at my phone and she just slid into the chair, into the booth in front of me, like not in the seat in front of me, like she was in my booth and she slid in, and I had both headphones in, and I look up and she's staring at me talking, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I take the earbud out and she's like, I just need a couple dollars for gas. You got a couple dollars for gas? I'm like, no, I don't have anything, I'm sorry. And she's like, oh, I mean, like, I just need a ride. Can you like take me home with you? And I'm like, I don't have money and I don't have a car. I get driven here. She's like, oh, whoever drives you here, I can give them gas money. I'm like, you just said you needed gas money. I'm like, your crazy is already falling apart.
Yeah, like the story, like, nah, come on now. Like,
yeah, I'm like, wait a minute. Where are we right now? And she's like, nah, man, I just need help getting home. And I'm like, I can't help you, and I don't think my uncle would be cool with it. She's like, all right, well, I'll hang around, and maybe by the time you get off, you'll change your mind. And I'm like, what? It's 9 o'clock in the morning. I get off at 5. This chick's going to wait around all day? I didn't know what to do. Like, she hadn't done anything to me, so calling the cops wouldn't have done anything. But I'm like, she's going to wait around here all day? I'll call her bluff. I'm like, okay, sure, see you later. And I just walk back into the produce area, freaking out.
You're like, what the fuck was that all about?
what just, am I going to have to deal with her all day? And I did. All day.
She just hung out there? Was she like
trying she hung to look out like in
she
the
was
store.
Trying to shop? Or was she just
no,
like standing?
No, there? She was just standing around.
Jeez.
For hours. Almost got kicked out of the store like 3 or 4 times.
Was she asking anybody else? Like, you got a ride? You got money? Or...
No, she was just focused on me, and then she was trying to do it with my boss, and I'm like, what is going on right now?
You told your boss about the situation, though, right? You're like, this
Yeah, because he went out to go talk to her, mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, ma'am, can I help you with anything? And she's like, no. That was it. That's all he could get out of her. No. No.
Jeez. It reminds me of Palpatine on Star Wars. No.
No. No. No. She starts freaking out, screaming at him. Yeah.
She shoots lightning at her hands and sends him through the window. I should have given her a ride home.
I didn't know I was giving Palpatine a ride home. Yeah.
This power, can it be learned? She, not by a Jedi. She pulls a needle out, and you're like,
oh. Just stabs him.
Yeah.
It's just, no. Oh, why? 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 Why would you do that? I'm crazy. Oh, now it makes sense. Yeah, so she stood around. Like, she would hang out in the produce area. She would hang out in this like little lobby area we had just before like the actual store. She hung out outside. Every break I took, if I took it outside, she would like be there. Just waiting for me. And I just kept having to go other places. And then we had, I just remember this just now. This one was like the freakiest part about it. So I go sit down on my break in the same area as the first time she did that. And she did it again. So I decide, nah, man, I'm getting up. So I go to where like the milk is, which is like in the back of the store. And there's like a couple set of double doors. And that leads to a small break room in the back. Employees only, you cannot go back there if you don't have a vest. So I'm walking there. I have both my headphones in. I wasn't talking to her. And I see my manager coming out as I'm going in. And his face like contorts at someone behind me or something behind me. And I turn around and she's right behind me, like trying to follow me into the back room. And he's like, hey, you can't come back here. And like, for the first time, like I saw her eyes actually notice who she was talking to. It was like she zoned in, like her pupils dilated. And she was like, oh. And then she like freaks out and walks away. And I'm like, what would have happened if he wasn't there? She wasn't a small lady. Like this chick could knock anybody out. Like, she scared me for sure. She was a big lady. But yeah, that bit of the whole, I still got more. I don't know if you want me to keep going.
Yeah, no, keep going. I'm invested now. So what happened after that?
So there was that.
Gorlock the Destroyer gets taken down.
She gets taken down.
Taken down with the.
She has a couple more lives left to go.
I'm too weak.
Yeah.
She even tried to explain where she lived, and she's like, "It's just over here."
So that was the thing about it. Like I had three breaks during the day, 2:15s. No, sorry, it was four. It's like 1:05, 2:15s, and a half hour, I think it was. It was like something garbage. Like, I had a half hour lunch. You couldn't do anything on a half hour lunch. So I think it was one of my breaks or it was my lunch. One of the ones where I went outside. I sat down and I had my earbuds in, and I notice like someone come up to like part of my right peripheral vision, and I'm just like scrolling through my phone, and I just look up just to see what's going on, and it's her, and she's staring at me, and she's talking like, and she's standing in front of somebody. So she's just doing that. She's walked in front of someone as close as you can get to someone while talking, and then looked at me, who was on the floor like just cross-legged, and was talking to me.
You know, it's a pretty headphones common in shopper thing, though. I feel like people just like the Walmart next to me do that all the time.
Oh, you mean like the people, like with the old ladies of, who like, just like, who awareness. Are just like leaning into their carts?
Yeah. I had one lady.
And they're just like looking at each other.
It was two of them, and they had both been in the aisle talking, but both of their like carts were T-boned into each other where no one could get through on either side. And then I made it very obvious because, you know, I'm like a pretty big dude. So I'm like, yeah, fuck this. So I just like, I did the Fight Club thing. I was like, do I give him the crotch or the ass? And I, you know, I scooted right behind the old lady, and I made it very obvious. I was like,
and like my butt, I have a big ass, so my ass is like knocking things off the shelf behind me. And at that point, only at that point does she understand, like, oh, and she starts to move it. I'm like, no, it's okay. It's okay. You guys carry on with your conversation.
No.
It's all right.
You can't condone it.
Yeah. I like to make it very obvious, though. No.
Is it okay to curse on here, or can I not curse on here?
We try not to. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Try not to.
Say whatever.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You can say whatever.
No, fuck them. Yeah, fuck them. Every time that happens. Like, as I get older, I start doing older people things. Like, and I'm not even in my 30s yet. But, like, as I get older, I'm starting to do things that people in their 30s and 40s do. Like, get the fuck out of the way. Just say it. Like, I'm like, fucking move, dude. Move. Because they'll be sitting there, and they'll be looking at each other, and they'll be talking. And they'll be talking about something they've talked about 30 times every time they see each other for the last 45 years. And I'm trying to get my fucking chocolate syrup, and they won't move because they can't talk while moving because they're old.
It's literally the worst. It's just the worst.
It's the worst. I hate them. And I tell them, I'm like, can you move? I hate you. That's what I say every time. Now, every old lady in the area thinks I hate them because they don't move when they talk. Anyway, kind of got off topic there, but it's okay.
Fuck those old ladies.
No. fuck those old ladies. Not all of them. Some of them are okay. Some of them are too old and don't realize that they're doing it.
It's
and that's
young
okay.
people, too, though. I see people like...
Yeah. Like a group of like 10, 15 people coming to Walmart to walk around and look at stuff and not buy anything.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'll just...
Like, none of them have baskets. They're all holding things. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. It's, you know... Sometimes it's funny, though, because I walk around with headphones, too. I make it very obvious I don't want people to approach me. But sometimes I walk with my stealthy, like the beats that go like behind your ears, you can't really see them. And I had people talk to me sometimes, and I like pull the headphone out, and I make it very apparent, like I had headphones in. I'm like, what? And I'll just like go like, what? It's so funny. I had this one lady, though, and she was like, I'm sorry, sir. I don't mean to bother you, but can you get me that bottle up there? And I was like, oh, no. And I was like, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'll get it for you. her face was just like,
how dare you say no to me?
She didn't expect me to say no. I was like, I'm just kidding. And I grabbed it. And she didn't laugh.
That's why you got to start saying no to every old lady who asks you for help. Because they've never been told no. And it's like a first time reaction for them.
Yeah. I had one dude. Well, this is off subject too. But one time, first time in California when I was like 13, I moved there with my mom. And like, we're there and I'm going to a gas station or like a little bodega they have down the street. And I'm going in and whatever. I think it's like a little food area in there too. But this one guy, he looks like your typical like cholo dude. But he's got one leg. And he's got crutches to get around. And I'm like, oh, I should get the door for this guy. So I go to open the door. And the guy's older, like in his like mid-50s, you know. He's like, I don't need no fucking help. And I was like, damn, fuck you.
So I just slammed the door.
Mid-door as I was opening. He was like, I don't need no help. So I just let go of the door and I walked back in. And it closed.
I would have pulled that shit closed.
I was like, well, fuck you. And then he opened it, you know.
You just kick it closed on his fucking hand.
This guy's an asshole. I wasn't big back then. I was a really skinny kid. So I was like, this guy would probably still beat me up. But nowadays,
No. What? Nowadays, I'll fuck that guy up.
Yeah.
Have you ever worked at like a grocery store and then went to another grocery store after you worked like that shift with your work clothes still on?
Oh yeah, man. Well, it's so funny. I used to work at Walmart as a manager.
I used to work at Walmart too.
So I worked overnights, and you know, it was like the standard blue, you know, khakis and shit.
The vest.
So. And well, this is before the vest. Actually, I think they just implemented the vest when I started working there. So we had the vest, but then you had to wear kind of like the khakis and blue shirt and then, you know, whatever. And then the vest is like blue vest or yellow, all that shit. But I didn't have a vest on. I worked at a neighborhood market and I went to the super center because I needed, you know, super center shit. And this one guy came up to me. He was like, excuse me, sir, do you work here? Because... You know, I'm wearing like kind of the get up and I'm like, I don't fucking work here. I just yelled it out like that. It was just funny. And he looked at me like, I just walked away.
Yeah, I had my
friends, the show's not over just yet. We're taking a quick break for our sponsors.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
My vest on from Weiss, which is the company I worked for where the crazy lady happened. It's red. It's a red fleece with a red vest and a black and red hat. That is not Walmart worker attire. I went to Walmart to get stuff. I had both my headphones in and I'm walking through the baby section and I could just hear through my headphones with my music blasting, "Sir, sir, sir." And one lady turned around and was like, "He doesn't fucking work here." And I'm like, "Okay, thank you. That's what I was going to do." Awesome. Whoa. I couldn't find my drink. Sorry.
All right, it's all good. I've been sipping on my water here in the back. I just turned my mic down. I'm like, chugging it.
Oh, just drowning back there. But yeah, so crazy lady. So she stalked me on both my 15s. On my lunch, she tried to follow me into the back. And at this point, you know, I'm freaked out. I'm already texting my uncle. I'm like, "Yo, when are you getting here?" He's like, "I can't pick you up until an hour after." And I'm like, "So I have to somehow avoid this fucking lady for an hour?" So I'm like, "I don't know what I'm going to do." And I'm like, "I guess I could just sit in the break room for an hour, but like, I don't want to sit down in a stuffy ass break room for an hour. There's nothing to do. There's no TV back there. All I got is my phone, and my fucking phone's dying, and I don't have my charger. So what am I going to do?" So I'm like, "Okay, there's a GameStop next door. Maybe, just maybe, if I stay a little bit in here and then maybe like a half hour before he's supposed to come here, I'll go to the GameStop and just hang out in there. I know all the people." And so I'm like, "Okay, let's go." I'm walking through the store. I don't see her. I'm walking around produce, just checking everything out before I clock out. I don't see her. I'm like, "Okay." So I clock out. And I walk outside and I look over to the left, which I shouldn't have even looked. I don't know why I did. I look over to the left where she kept stalking me and she was there staring at the wall. And then she just kind of like moved a little bit. I'm like, oh, I hope she don't see me. So I walked to the right to the GameStop and I looked behind me and she was gone. I didn't know where she was. She wasn't walking towards me from like the normal channels to get to GameStop, so I don't know where she went. So I just quickly made it into GameStop and I'm like, "Hey, there's a lady following me and I don't know who she is, and she's been stalking me since I got here like fucking 8 hours ago." And she's like, "Okay, come behind the desk." And I sat behind the desk and I heard the chime thing for the door, and the lady looks at the lady behind the counter, looks at the woman who comes in, and she's like, "Hey, can I help you?" And she's like, "Yeah, I'm just looking for my boyfriend." Dude, I almost shit my pants. I almost shit my fucking pants, dude. Like, my face went, you know how you can feel when the color leaves your face?
Yeah, that feeling.
Like how when someone says you're pale, or like they say the color drained out of your face, but you felt it happen. I felt that shit happen. I felt the blood just drain from my face. And she's like, "Yeah, I'm just waiting for my boyfriend. Have you seen him?" But yeah, I can see her face from my angle, the lady behind the counter. I could see her fucking face, and you can tell just from my angle that she's like, oh my God. Oh. So she's standing in the store for like 25 minutes, maybe. And I'm sitting behind the counter on a stool. And the one thing about this counter is that it's not, I don't know if you, how, if like all GameStops look like this, but this one is like, it's a bar type of counter. Like, so you can easily get back, you can easily see behind it and get to it from either side without any like bars or anything. Yeah,
it's like open on both sides. I've seen those.
Right. So where I'm sitting, you can see me. Like if you came to the right side of the register. So we're trying to make sure that this lady stays on the entrance side of the register so that she doesn't see me. And she's standing there for like 25 minutes, just not really moving, just like just looking around and talking to herself. And then finally, about 5 minutes before my uncle gets there, she dips. And I sit there for like a couple of minutes. And then I, just before my phone died, I get a text saying that my uncle's here. So I just, I'm like, oh, thank you. And I just sprint out of the store and like sprint into the car. And I saw her back at the same spot where she was before she walked into the store, just talking at the fucking wall.
That's terrifying. God.
Dude.
What'd your uncle say when you told him?
Well, I had been texting him, I think, but I don't think he understood what was going on.
Like the severity of it? He's just like,
yeah, I think she just like he just thought it was like weird. But then when I got in the car, I'm like, yo, she just was in the GameStop, like stalking me, trying to figure out where I was. I had to hide behind the counter. And so the GameStop lady had apparently called the cops after that. And she was like, hey, there is a lady at Weiss, and she is stalking the people inside the store and coming into my store. And she's like trying to find people that don't want anything to do with her. And she's creeping everybody out, and it's being really, she's being really weird. So I think it's about like a week or two goes by, and I'm sitting on the couch and I'm flipping through channels. And I see on the local news channel the face of the lady at the store in a mugshot. And it says, I think it was like something like attempted theft and attempted assault on multiple, like six accounts or something like that. She was wanted in the area. And I'm like, how is it that this wanted criminal, local criminal, has her face plastered all over town? Yet she can stand outside of a very busy grocery store and not get spotted for 9 hours. This, yeah. She's apparently, every time she did it, it was that type of, every time she got in trouble, it was because of something like that. She was trying insane. To get people to take her home.
To take her home, and she's, what, I guess rob them, try to rob them.
I think the one time she actually got it to happen, yeah, that she stabbed them and robbed them.
Jeez.
So I could have died. Like if I was just being a good Samaritan that day.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll give you a ride.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to, you know, even they say not to pick up, you know, hitchhikers, because even if they're in your, you tell them to sit in the back seat, you're more in danger than someone sitting in the front seat. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's still in danger in the front seat. I mean, if you're driving, you have no control of the situation. It's like, what do you do?
I feel like my uncle probably wouldn't even have let her in the car. Yeah. Like, even if like I said, like, yeah, let me ask him. Like, I don't think it would have happened. But like, would she have tried to have stabbed me if I said no, like right in front of my uncle? Like, I don't know. I don't know what she was capable of. Like, if she was able to do that many times and still hadn't been like put away for it.
Yeah, I can't imagine the feeling you get seeing that face on TV. You know, you watch movies and stuff and you see stuff like
that. Yeah, it solidifies it like you could have actually died.
Yeah, that's
you terrifying. See that face on TV and you're like, I was as close as you can get to a person with talking before COVID. That was the craziest part. Like, this was before COVID, so people had no boundaries when they came up to you and talked to you. They were right in front of your face. Before COVID was the Wild West. Like, we really had it made. We weren't protecting ourselves at all.
Yeah, I think I miss most about pre-COVID was 24-hour convenience stores, or not convenience, but like Walmart.
And, yeah. You
know, being able to shop alone. God, man, just like, fuck, nuts to butts now. Like, yeah, no privacy. It's insane.
I can't shop alone.
I worked overnights on my lunch break for an hour. That's when I would shop. You know, it'd be like 3 a.m. I'm like, all right, go shopping. And then
dude,
I lived
early morning and late night shopping is the best.
Yeah, just peaceful, calm. So many shoplifters, though. But it's just like, whatever, you know? It's like there's no loss prevention overnight. That's probably why they stopped doing it, too, because there's no loss prevention overnight. There's, it's the Wild West, the final frontier. But it was fun. It was great.
Yeah, I don't. For that reason, like, I stopped working at retail.
Yeah,
like I couldn't do it anymore. I just went straight to warehouses.
Too crazy. I kind of did the same. I worked Walmart overnight for like a year, and then I worked at AutoZone in the morning for a little bit, for a couple months to get more money, and then, but I would sleep for an hour once I got to AutoZone. I'd fall asleep there, and then I'd start working. But the manager was cool. He was like, "Oh, whatever, just, you know, take a nap." And
yeah.
It's tired. But yeah, my first graveyard shift was at a warehouse, forklift driver, and I had never worked, you know, graveyard at this point. I'm like 17 years old. And, you know, it was like 10 years ago at this point. And it's so funny. We had a Grand Caravan that I had bought for like $800, super cheap, and I took the back seats out and I put an old futon mattress in the back, like
layout. Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I had futon mattress. I had an old laptop that I would watch, you know, movies on a USB drive that I would like.
That's fucking dope.
Not download, but you know, and I would have these movies that were legal, and
I'm pretty sure nothing with like wire, right? No. For like,
I would enjoy
frost,
a nice lime and coconut, you know.
Yeah, lemon string. That's what it was called, lemon string.
And cold frosty with me, but but I remember,
dude,
the first.
Anybody
night,
younger or the, yeah, they, anybody they no younger than like about. 2000 has no idea what's going on right now.
They're like, is this code for something? Are they fucking talking about?
What is this? Are they selling drugs? What
are they? Are they selling weed? Marijuana?
Are they selling the weed? Are they doing the weed? The interwebs?
I heard that dark web story from Corpse Husband one time. He talked about this, but
Corpse didn't talk about this. It was very important at the time.
Jesus. But long story short, I first like break I got 15-minute break, you know, and it's like 2 a.m. at this point. I'm exhausted. I'm like, fuck, okay, I'm gonna lay down on my my little bed here 15 minutes. I'm gonna watch some TV, and you know, I'll set an alarm just in case I fall asleep. So I close my eyes for a second, and it's dark as hell outside. You know, it's midnight. It's 2 a.m. It's dark. The next time I open my eyes, it is bright morning.
Oh, no.
Oh, like,
no.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. I slept for like 8 hours. And I ran inside, and the manager was like, where were you? I thought you quit. I thought you just quit on us first day. And I was like, I fell asleep in my goddamn car. I was like, I was tired. And he was like, I was like, am I fired? And he's like, no, you're the only one licensed to drive a forklift. And I was like, of course you're not fired. I was like, oh, thank God. I was like, I need this job.
So I could just sleep whenever I want?
Yeah, he didn't let me do that. But I mean, I fucked up with that job so many times. There's so many times we were like moving pallets of like plastic stuff, and I would turn corners too fast with like a pallet stacked, and it would just all fly off. That after like, they were quality controlled and everything, like stacked nice and checked. And I was like, it just crashed. And yeah, I remember one time he ran over and he was like, just throw it back on the pallet. Just stack them and put it back to where they go. It's okay. It's okay. I'm like, they're scratched, man. We can't sell this. It's okay. It's okay. Just get it out.
So I'm going to flip the script on you. I'm the host now. No, I'm kidding. Have you ever had a creepy similar situation while you were working retail? Because customers can get really scary.
I've had some crazy stories. I've told them on this podcast before, so I'm not going to get into some of them detail.
But I do have one that's not work related, but it did happen because I mentioned California earlier. So around that same time.
Well, it's not like Tales 13. From the Break Room, so you're fine. Oh,
no. But it does involve a homeless person, like three of them or four of them. Oh. And people tell me I exaggerate the story when I say it. But
listen, when you're in these situations, you don't think it's that bad until you have all the information afterwards. Like, it's, you really need to experience it for people to get the severity of it, because it's really fucking scary.
Yeah, this one was terrifying. And I can't remember if I ever said this story on the podcast, but yeah, it's okay. If you guys haven't heard it, you've heard it. If you haven't heard it, you'll get the point. So I, 13 years old, you know, whatever year this was, I'm 27 now, so do the math. And fucking.
Oh, you're way younger than I thought you were.
Yeah, everyone thinks I'm old because
I'm 26. I thought you were way older than me.
Yeah. When I shaved,
yeah, that, it was the kid. Like... It was the kid. That was 100% reason why. Yeah. I'm like an old head, so like I associate kids with like older people.
Older people, yeah.
Yeah.
My daughter is like 8, so you know, I had her super young. So
you had your daughter when my parents had me, so it's not that. I don't think that's too unreasonable. I think that's when most people have kids.
Yeah, I guess my mom had. No, like everyone has kids young. I mean, I think people think you need to have kids when you're older, but that's like a super older thing, like an older generation that were. But they were shitting out kids at the age of like 14, and they stopped at like 40. You know?
Yeah.
Like 30 kids. But
And they'll never be able to see the rest of them. Like, great, you had a job. You had a kid at 65.
Yeah.
Awesome. You're not going to live to see that kid go to college. Great job.
Yeah, I think it's almost criminal to have a kid at that age. It's so unfair.
Yeah, because then you can't take care of them. You're guaranteed to not be able to take care of that kid.
Yeah, and then that after a child certain point. Will lose a parent very young.
65? She only got like 10 years before she can't move.
Like, 70? Like, they're just on hospice.
It's like 78. Like, you're starting to get, it's starting to hurt. Like, it's starting to hurt to get around.
Jesus. So I gotta look.
Okay, continue.
So, all right. So this is like first month in California, San Diego. You know, for all my San Diego listeners, and I remember my mom. It was just me and my mom. My older brothers, they stayed in Texas because they were old enough to do whatever. And my dad was like never in the picture at this point. I knew him. I talked to him every now and then, but just never. You know, just wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
And my mom's getting her nails done at this little. You know, nail salon, but it's one of those, what do you call them? Like a shopping strip center where it's like a big U. You know, you pull in the parking lot, you can do a U shape and hit all the shopping, you know, things, whatever they're called. The storefronts, you know? So
it's like a shopping center.
Like a shopping center, yeah. And right across the parking lot on the other adjacent side, there's a Little Caesars. And I'm like, I'm not going to get my nails done. I think I know what I'm going to do. So
I'm going to go get some pizza.
Oh, some pizza. So I'm like, Mom, give me that. Child support card. You know, I'm gonna give me that money.
Give me the child
support. I'm gonna get some pizza. So
give me some government owned money.
Yeah. So she gives me the card and whatever, and I know the pin by heart at this point. And I go across the street, everything's pretty normal.
You were using it for V-Bucks back then?
For V-Bucks. No, V-Bucks weren't a thing.
No, it'd be Robux.
I was buying RuneScape.
It would be coins on Neopets.
I was buying IMVU cash. And Second Life cash.
Fucking IMVU. Oh my god.
I spent like $200 on that game when I was in
there. I used to buy Neopets coins.
I actually never got into Neopets, but
I loved Neopets. Tamagotchis too.
Tamagotchi. My brother still does. He's older than me. He's like 30 something.
Yeah, it's a collector's thing now.
Yeah, he's got so many. He's always, every time I see him, he's like trying to keep one alive.
Anything like we were like playing as kids are now like collector's items.
Yeah, that's weird.
And we're not even that old.
I know. I guess that's just how it'd be.
That sucks. Continue your story. I'm sorry.
But anyways, I'm in there, and I remember this part pretty vividly because, you know, it happened. Like, it was just crazy. So I'm there. I'm like, hey, can I get a
boneless pizza?
Can I get a? Well, okay. So what I'm about to say might offend a lot of people, but I asked for pineapple and Canadian bacon.
I like pineapple on pizza. I think that is a totally justifiable
it's good.
Topping. It's good. Get a little bit of sausage or ham, something salty. It's good.
And the lady is like, oh, I'm sorry. We don't have that, but we have Hawaiian style, which is the exact same thing. I'm like, well, can I get that? Can I get that then?
We don't have pineapple. Literally, that's what a fucking Hawaiian pizza is.
Like, fuck me. All right, can I get that? So she's like, yeah, whatever, 10-minute wait. So I wait the wait. And I have a cell phone at this point, but this is pre-smartphone still. I don't even think iPods are out yet. So, you know, it's a regular, like, phone with a full-size keyboard on it. And which was fancy.
Was it like Sidekick or like
Flip? Yeah, you can Sidekick it. You can pull it out the side and work on it like that, yeah.
Oh, I miss those.
All right, and one last little break for our sponsors.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
And very cool. So finally, pizza comes, and I'm like, all right. I walk out. And I'm just going to take the pizza to the nail salon. I'll just eat it over there. No spatial awareness.
You feed your mom some pizza.
Of my eating. Yeah, she probably would have had some. But so I walk out, and there's like a little alleyway just to the right of the Little Caesars. As you know, you could turn right and keep going to that shopping center and make a big U, but I just cut across the parking lot because I'm not going to be a normie. I'm going to walk through that shit. So, you know, but out of the alleyway, this you know, what I assume is homeless man based off of his attire and the smell. So, you know, I mean,
covered in his own shit.
Like, as an adult, I've been homeless, so I can say this. All right, look, I've been there. All right. But I knew this motherfucker was homeless. Let's just put it that way. And he's like, hey, man, can I get a slice of that pizza? And I'm like, yeah, sure. You can have a slice. That's okay, you know. So I open the box, and I can tell he wants to grab it out of it. I'm like, no, I got it. So I grab
it. No. Yeah, you don't understand. Slice. I'm not infected. You're infected.
Yeah, I go, oh, man, his hands are fucking dirty, you know. So I give him the slice of pizza, and he's like, ah, oh, thanks. But then, like, sunny out of an old-fashioned movie, I could have sworn they did that thing in Greece where they, like...
Are we going to get a slice, too?
Yeah, like, two other of them came out from behind him, and I could have sworn they were doing the jazz hands and, like, snapping their fingers to their sides as they, like, walked with their shoulders. And, yeah, it was just like that. Like, honestly, just like that. Like, they synchronized it. And it was a woman with, like, straw hair, you know? Not even hair. It was just, like,
what?
Straw. It would look like straw. Like, she put it on there, and, you know, it was a wig almost. And she was, like, old...
Are you in like an old
woman.
Broadway musical? What the fuck is happening right now?
I swear
now?
To God. It was just like so bleached, you know, to the point where the hair is fried. And, you know, she just like, she should have been the spokesperson for skin cancer at this point. You know, she's just like,
oh my God.
She's so broad. She looked like the lady on Something About Mary. so, you know, and I see it comedically, but it was terrifying. So I'm like 13, you know, little kid, and like these like three homeless people now are like, yeah. Hey, can I get a slice? I'm like, I'd love to give everyone a slice, but I really don't have enough for everyone. Okay. It's for me and my mom. And then like the first guy that's like holding the pizza, he's like, give me that goddamn fucking pizza. And I'm like, oh shit. Like, geez. And I'm like, no. And then he tries to like grab the pizza box for me, but I just like book it. I'm running now. So I'm like hauling ass through like between cars and they're all chasing me. It felt like a scene from like I Am Legend. So I'm like, oh shit. I'm like hauling ass through these cars and like trying to dodge and not drop my pizza. And now I make it across the street. And my only thought was if I get to the nail salon, everything will be okay. Like it's like the safe room from Left 4 Dead. I'm like, I'm good, you know?
Yeah. So
I get past the cars and to my surprise it worked though. I went ran past them. I'm pretty fast. You know, I'm faster than three fucking malnourished people. And so I get in there and I'm like, out of breath, though. I'm like, oh, Jason. Oh. And my mom's like, what's the matter? And there's like,
you know, my pizza.
Older ladies working on her feet and stuff, and they're looking at me. And I'm like, they're trying to get my pizza. And she's like, what? And then behind me, they're like all banging on the window. They didn't come in. They just start hitting on the window. And she's like, well, what did you do? And I was like, I just got a pizza.
I was just trying to get some pizza, Mom.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
So it was terrifying. I could joke about it now, but yeah, I'm just getting fucking chased, you know?
Over pizza.
And I ate the whole fucking pizza. My mom didn't want out of it, by the way. So it was good.
Actually, I mean,
I'm going to get another one. I haven't had a pineapple pizza in, I don't know, 10 years. So I'm going to have another one.
No, I want a pineapple pizza. Sounds good. I don't think my uncle would eat it. I probably would have to eat the whole thing.
Yeah, in front of him.
Yeah.
For good measure.
Yeah. Get just my pizza, and I sit in his room in front of him, eating it, giving him nothing.
I've done that to people. Like, I'm like, you guys want to throw down some pizza? I'm like, nah, I'm good, man. You know? And there's people that, if they don't have money, I'll spot them. But if they're like, nah, I'm good, I will eat that whole thing in front of them. I'm like, oh, it's so good. You should have got some. And they're like, oh, it does look pretty good. I'm like, well, it's too late now.
It's like, yeah, it's mine now.
You know,
I emptied my stomach for an entire pizza. So
yeah, I was mentally prepared to eat this whole thing.
So if you eat some of my pizza, you're making me sad now. So how does that feel?
This is literally how it is. As an adult, yeah, that's just how just I like now.
Just psychoanalyze them, like right there.
I do. I'll go to buffets with my wife, and I'm like, you know, she's gonna want some of this off my plate. I better get two of them. And then, you know, like, I can still eat both, but I'm prepared now if she takes this. And then I'll get there. You want some of this? Oh, yeah, thanks. Okay, great. And then she'll want more. I'm like, oh, all right, just take it. What? Are we going to eat it? You got, like, four of them. Yeah, but I got five because I knew you were going to want one.
I always do that. Like, hey, you want to – I'm ordering something on DoorDash. You want anything? No. And I know I'm getting like Wendy's, so I'll get like an extra fry or an extra burger, and it'll get here. And I'm like, you sure you don't want a Baconator? And they'll be like, okay. And I'm like, I fucking knew it. Why didn't you just say yes?
I know. It's the worst.
Ugh. But yeah, that whole experience that I had really, I feel like I would have like, if it was me now, I probably would have done something physical. Like, I probably would have put hands, like, easily. Because, like, now I'm a lot more confrontational than I was back then. I've been through a lot, and I've done a lot of work in, like, other more harsh places. So I think that was part of something that helped me become what I am now, though. That whole experience, because it put my guard up in a way I don't think I had before, and maybe that makes me more safe when I'm out and about now. Just being cautious of everybody around you, because like nobody's your friend. Nobody. Even if they say you are, they are. They're not. Like anything could happen at all times. I feel like, I don't know if that's like a paranoid way of thinking, but like it keeps me safe. So like... And I don't want to have to deal with that again.
Yeah, I feel like the same, you know. And I've had, as an adult, and this is recent too. I went to, me and my wife, we went to like a thrift shop, you know, get some clothes and stuff. Mm-hmm. And kind of like look at vintage stuff. And then next door, there's a Chipotle. And there's this one guy outside, and he just keeps going, can I help you? Or no, he's like, can you help me? And
please,
can you help me? And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. I don't have anything. And he's like, okay. You know, he just kind of like wanders off. And he's like asking every single person though that's going into this trip, like, can you help me? Can you? And he's older. I'm gonna say, you know, 40s, mid 40s, overweight. You know, I don't know, just rough looking, you know, not very groomed. Just kind of general type, you know. He didn't seem like a bad guy, though. He just, you know, but his method of asking for help was the worst. He just, can you help me? I'm like, I'm sorry, sir. I don't, you know, I'm going in to get food. Well, I'd get him some food too if he wasn't like an asshole about it, because he's like right in your face doing this too. And actually, I got another story right after this one. God.
Okay.
Just thinking about this now. So we get our food and there's nowhere to sit inside. I'm like, well, let's just go outside. There's canopies. We'll go sit and eat and
whatever. Oh, bad idea. Bad idea.
He's out there, you know. So we're sitting down.
I would have just sighed. Nah, dude, I wouldn't have done that.
Well, I was like, whatever, you know. I mean, I'm wearing like a muscle t-shirt. You know, my delts look like Death Stars. They're huge. So I'm like, nah, no one's going to fuck with me. You know, this guy's not. Surely this guy's got half a brain. So,
you know. Bro, if they're crazy, they'll do anything. Like,
he's like, can you help me? I'm like, man, I already told you. I'm sorry, I can't, you know? And then we're eating, and then he goes up to my wife and he starts talking in Spanish with her. And she looks at me like, hey, can you tell this guy to like fuck off, you know, essentially? And I'm like, hey, sir, we're trying to eat our meal. Can you please leave us alone? And he goes, I hope you choke on that. At that point, I'm like, what the fuck did this guy just say to me? So I stood up out of my chair. Like, the chair flies back out underneath me.
Dramatically.
Just,
like,
yeah.
You're just like some fucking anime protagonist. The way you describe yourself is so funny. The way you describe yourself is like so unintentionally egotistical.
It was like that. I stood up and like my calves hit the chair behind me and it flew out. And I'm like, what the fuck did you just say to me? I was like, I'm gonna.
You're like some guy that accidentally got superpowers.
Yeah, I was
like some nice guy that got superpowers.
This guy, and he's like right in our table as we're trying to eat. I'm like, what the fuck did you say to me? I was like, I'm gonna whoop your fucking ass. And he starts like running away. I'm like, damn. So he's like,
you're like, yeah, but I got super speed.
As he's running away, this other guy comes out from the store, like down the street. And he's like, can you help me? I could hear him. And he's like, sir, I've already called the cops, okay? I've already called the cops, and they're coming right now, all right? So he's like, oh. And then he starts running to, like, this Walgreens down this street. It's so funny, though.
What does this person look like? Because I'm imagining the way you're talking, like, doing their voice, it sounds like some, like, balding little white man with, like dork glasses.
No, he was like probably Venezuelan.
The way you made him sound was like, can you
but
help
he sounded
me?
Like a little like kind of like nerdy white man, you know? He just sounded like a
he was definitely Mexican, but he looked like a little white. He sounded like a little white man.
Yeah, I mean, I live in El Paso, so, you know, like, I'm half white, and I stand out like a fucking sore thumb here, because I look white as fuck, but it's just so funny.
Yeah, you
funny.
Look like a Chad.
Yeah, I look like Giga White Chad.
So, yeah, 100%, dude.
What was the next
Every story? Time I see you on Instagram, I'm like,
nah, it's all the
who
filters.
The fuck? Oh!
It's all the filters. I'm trying to think. So, homeless? There was another homeless story I just had.
Yeah, you said you had another one.
Fuck, I'm trying to remember it now. So, can you help me? Oh my god, fuck, I can't even remember it now.
Can you help me?
Oh, I've had a lot of experiences though with, you know, homeless. Somebody recently told me he was in Arizona, and he said he had mentioned homeless to one of the managers he was working with, and like we don't say that no more. We don't say homeless. We think that's very. What they say?
Derogatory.
Yeah, and they're like, we're using some other terminology that was like stupid as fuck. And, you know, well, I can't remember through the story, but it was good. God dang it, it was great. It was probably better than all other stories. I know. Oh man. You guys all missed out.
If you would have heard it, like, you would have fucking known. Like, it was great, okay? You guys would have been clapping. You would have subscribed.
Yeah, this would have made, like, I probably would have been on Joe Rogan's podcast if I could have remembered that.
I would have been on one of his conspiracy podcasts.
Yeah.
With Alex Jones.
So what's it like? What's it like when you, the alien, what's it? The DMT? Well, you see...
And I swear to God, Joe, they sucked me off right in the fucking UFO. I swear. Oh, my God. Really?
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Did you have a brain?
Did they finger you? Like, did they probe you? Like,
I love that meme of Joe Rogan getting in the ice bath. He's like.
He just looks like a human tomato.
He gets so red so fast.
Oh my god. Yes.
All right. Well, I guess, do you have one more story for us tonight?
I have one. It's not really long, and I don't know all the details, but I think I remember enough to where it's like it could be looked at as a creepy experience with a creepy person.
All right. Let's hear it. Let's go for it. Well, last story, and then we'll wrap it up tonight on this episode.
You got it. So this was back when I was, I think, like, God, how young was I? Probably like 11 or 12, maybe. So this was 2010. I think it was 10. 2010, I think. And my friends and I would like go around the neighborhood, the community that I still live in. We would like bike around the community. And there was this house at the end of like a long stretch of road. And we had never seen anybody live there in years. So we were passing by it one day on our bikes and we saw a guy in his truck outside and we stopped. And we knew everybody in the community. So we were all very friendly to each other. So we go like, "Hey, are you moving in?" He's like, "No, I lived here a long time ago and like I'm moving back in. I had, you know, I went somewhere else and I kept the house, but I didn't want to, I just couldn't live in it right now." And or at the time. And he was like, "Do you guys want some water?" And me being an 11, 12 year old, I'm a fucking idiot. I'm like, "Yeah, sure." And he threw a water bottle out. And I drank from the water bottle. It turned out to be fine. He didn't poison the water. But that was a really stupid thing I did. I don't drink random people's water if you're listening. And they have offered, don't drink a random stranger's water bottle. If you're of that age group and you think you should, don't do it. So I'm already stupid. I'm already like drinking out of this stranger's water bottle. And he's like, "You want to come inside?"
God.
So I did.
Man.
And all my friends said no. So, but I didn't hear them say it. So when I walk, I thought we were all going in. It's like we usually did everything together. So I walk up the steps, and just as I'm about to get in the door, I look behind me and nobody's there. And I'm like, "What the fuck? Oh, hell no. No, 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 no. What's going on?" And he looks back at me. He's like, "I have like food and stuff. I can give you guys snacks." And I'm like, "Oh, I'm stupid. I'm real stupid." So I back up and I'm like, No, I just remembered my mom's making food. I can't really eat anything right now." And he's like, no, it's okay. You can eat here." And I'm like, "No, I'm just going to go back with my friends." He's like, "Get in the fucking house."
Jeez.
And I'm like, "What?" So he starts like advancing and I back off the porch. It's like a 4-step porch. And he jumps down and he hurts his ankle. And it's like 4 steps, so I don't know how he did it, but he hit. But he's a fucking. He's probably a crackhead. Yeah, he rolled his ankle off of 4 steps, and he hits his face like hard on the dirt path, on the dirt like driveway he had. And I was like, "Ooh, okay." And I just walk away, and I get on my bike. He's screaming with like dirt in his face, and we just like sprint off. We tell our parents. They call the cops. He had apparently been an unregistered sex offender.
Jeez.
So yeah. God, yeah, that was that experience. That's so far back in my subconscious. I almost forgot most of the details
until
I was already telling them. Like it was very, it almost can't be traumatic for me because I didn't even realize till after how bad it was.
Yeah, that's
so scary. I don't really classify it as like a traumatic experience because I didn't feel anything until way after.
Yeah, but hearing it now, oh my god, especially the ending.
Yeah. Yeah. And most people I know don't even know that story.
That's insane.
That's like exclusive scary stories.
A couple thousand are going to hear this story probably in the next
next 2 weeks on the 17th, guys. This episode's coming out on the 17th of December. So,
yeah, almost Merry Christmas to you all.
Let's go, Merry.
And happy holidays. Happy,
yeah, last stream, I didn't know what to say. I was like, Merry birthday, Happy Christmas, everything.
I don't want to offend anybody. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's hard.
So whatever I got to say, happy holidays.
Yeah.
Sure, I think Merry, that's the one that everybody's okay with.
Merry happy birthday. He's like, I hate them all.
Bah, fucking humbug.
Yeah, he just loses his shit. Starts smashing his hands into his dashboard that he's driving. Fucking podcast, he ruined my goddamn day.
He's smashing his hands on his dashboard, hands off the wheel.
As he's hitting it, it's like hitting like music to go on. Here comes Santa Claus. You're like, ah!
He's speeding down a highway, hands not on the fucking wheel. He's smashing into guardrails.
Yeah.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Why did you go for the most non-Christmas song?
No, I said, here comes Santa Claus. You went for
it. Oh, I did that. That's my bad. That's my bad. You were listening to, I'm sorry.
The Marilyn Manson version too much. All right, cool. Well, you know, I ask this to everyone that gets on the show. I feel like you've already kind of given some advice throughout. I like that. What's one piece of advice you'd give to a listener? You know, just like that, through the stories that have happened to you tonight, what's something you would say to, you know, someone in similar footsteps or might be in footsteps that you've been in?
Well, I think this goes for anybody who works any type of 9-to-5 job. And if you're listening and it's hard right now, like it's really, really hard right now, and it sucks to be in retail and you're dealing with the psychotic customers, just remember to protect yourself, and you are allowed to protect yourself. You are given that right to protect yourself, and do whatever you feel is necessary to do that for yourself, to make yourself feel safe, because you're in your own head. You're the only one that matters. I wish that in a lot of instances of stories that I'm never going to tell in public, I would have stood up for myself in situations just like the stories that I told today. I should have been smarter. I should have been, you know, hindsight's a bitch, but I should have done certain things to protect myself. And at the time I was an adult. So like I should be learning this stuff already. Like I was only like 24 when that situation happened at the grocery store. So do whatever, look at your situation and think, is there anything I can improve? And just do it for, to protect, just protect yourself is what I'm trying to say. Cause people's is scary out there, man. People's be scary.
Yeah, people do's be scary. They be creeping.
Yeah.
Creeper.
Yeah. They be creeping. Creepers be creeping.
All right. Well, this has been an exciting, this is a fun episode. I think this episode and the last one I did have got to be one of the funnest ones I've done in a very long time. And you know,
oh, I love podcasts, bro. I vibe the best with this type of stuff.
Yeah, it came off so good. I love doing this now. So yeah, shout out, big shout out to Darkness Prevails for keeping me as a host, and hopefully we can keep hosting for you guys. And shout out to the whole EerieCast team. You guys are amazing.
I love you guys. I love the whole EerieCast.
I love you. I love you. But
I love you.
I'm gonna make love to you tonight.
Please do.
It's not a threat, it's a promise.
Prepare your ass.
Going double cheeked up on you.
Do you feel it? Is it in?
I asked myself as I looked in the mirror.
is it in?
Oh yeah.
As I looked in the mirror with nobody around.
Nothing but Vaseline for miles. okay. All right. Holy well, shit. That's it. Adios. Good night, guys. Thank you for listening.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, real quick, just want to say thanks again for listening, everybody. If you made it this far, then I'm sure you'd love to know where you can find more content. For more scary podcasts like this and a link to our Discord where you can reach out to be interviewed on the show, please go over to EerieCast.com. Thanks again.